here's a story from The World.
Today marks day three of the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump. House managers completed their arguments. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette of Colorado looked back at the January 6th attack on the Capitol through the eyes of the insurrectionists and concluded this.
Their own statements before, during, and after the attack make clear the attack was done for Donald Trump, at his instructions, and to fulfill his wishes.
This week, the jury, the U.S. Senate, has been shown violent video footage that clearly illustrates just how close a mob came to physically assaulting lawmakers on January 6th. That appears to have shaken some elected officials who'd been unaware of the level of danger that day. Others say they're ready to move on. Our next guest cautions against putting it all behind us just yet. Kelebohile Jirogbo is a political scientist who studies truth commissions at the College of William and Mary. She says efforts like truth commissions are necessary, even though there's never an easy time to create them.
The truth, when unaddressed, is always going to be uncomfortable. Think about Guatemala having a truth commission in 1999 in the aftermath of a decades-long internal armed conflict during which genocide was perpetrated, right? I think of similar things in Rwanda. I think of South Africa, where there was some of the most severe racial violence the world has ever seen. And yet, transitional justice was core to moving the country forward, core to legitimizing the new governments in these different countries, that they would be governments that would operate under the rule of law, that people would not be above the law, that the society would not be beyond accountability. That is essential in the U.S.
Kelly, exactly what types of transitional institutions do you think the U.S. could benefit from?
So a lot of people don't know, but the U.S. has actually had truth commissions before at the city, the state, and the national level. So the first U.S. truth commission and the only one with a national scope and national ambition was in the early 80s.
What was that commission looking into?
Yes, this commission studied the relocation and internment of persons of Japanese ancestry during the Second World War. It was the fruit of grassroots mobilization and also a fair amount of lobbying lawmakers in Congress.
So new leaders, and this is Biden's case, they often face the question of how to deal with their predecessors' potential lawbreaking. President Barack Obama was asked in 2009 if he would investigate alleged crimes of the Bush administration, including torture. Here's what he had to say.
I don't believe that anybody is above the law. On the other hand, I also have a belief that we need to look forward as opposed to looking backwards.
So Obama's White House, Kelly, did not revisit the potential crimes by the Bush administration. Obama tried to walk a fine line, saying, while no one is above the law, investigations can get into the way of unity and healing. Does he have a point?
That's really the approach of most U.S. administrations going as far back as the Reconstruction period, right? Like, let's move forward, let's move forward. But you look at the status quo today, you look at our current politics, and there's at least an indication that moving forward without at least taking some time to pause, look back, may not necessarily have been the most effective one. Now, I think one concern that I think is a legitimate concern is the issue of victor's justice, right? This is something that is addressed pretty extensively in international relations, dating back to the Nuremberg tribunals and the Tokyo tribunals, right? You have the allied powers essentially meting out justice for their now vanquished enemies. And so I think there is a concern of a type of victor's justice.
So we spoke with historian Ann Applebaum earlier this week about societal reckonings. And she argued that it's time for those who oppose Trump to change the subject and work on shared projects with conservatives instead of focusing on divisions. Our shared endeavors, I don't know, like infrastructure projects, railroads, or a national renewable energy initiative, is that a way to build a foundation to move forward?
I think those are things that are certainly worth pursuing, but I would actually caution against that. And I would say we should, you know, really chasten ourselves and kind of brace ourselves to deal with the truth of the past. Otherwise, there will be more and worse ahead.
Kelebohile Jirogbo is a political scientist who studies truth commissions at the College of William and Mary. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.